May the Lord help us to commence this evening with hymn 925. Peace by his cross as Jesus made, the church's everlasting head, o'er hell and sin has victory won, and with a shout to glory gone. 925.
Thank you. From the Word of God we will read this evening from the first chapter in the book of Genesis and the 29th Psalm. The opening chapter in the Word of God. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness He called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. And God said, "Let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters." And God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so. And God called the firmament heaven. And the evening and the morning were the second day. And God said, "Let the waters under the heaven be gathered together unto one place. And let the dry land appear." And it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called He seas. And God saw that it was good. And God said, "Let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth." And it was so. And the earth brought forth grass, and herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit, whose seed was in itself after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the third day. And God said, "Let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs, and for seasons, and for days and years. And let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven, to give light upon the earth." And it was so. And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. And God set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth, and to rule over the day and over the night, and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the fourth day. And God said, let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creature that hath life, and fowl that may fly above the earth, the open firmament of heaven. And God created great whales and every living creature that moveth, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind, and every winged fowl after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And God blessed them, saying, be fruitful, and multiply, and fill the waters and the seas, and let fowl multiply in the earth. And the evening and the morning were the fifth day. And God said, let the earth bring forth the living creature after his kind, cattle and creeping thing and beast of the earth after his kind. And it was so. And God made the beasts of the earth after his kind, and cattle after their kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And God said, let us make man in our image, and after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and said unto them, be fruitful, and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. And God said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in the which is the fruit of a tree, yielding seed. To you it shall be for meat. And to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat. And it was so. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. Psalm 29. Give unto the Lord, O ye mighty, Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth. The Lord is upon many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars. Yea, the Lord breaketh the cedars of Lebanon. He maketh them also to skip like a calf. Lebanon and Siron like a young unicorn. The voice of the Lord divideth the flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shaketh the wilderness. The Lord shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord maketh the hinds to calve, and discovereth the forests, and in his temple doth every one speak of his glory. The Lord sitteth upon the flood. Yea, the Lord sitteth king forever. The Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. Lord, bless to us his precious word and help us in prayer. Almighty, holy and gracious God, do grant us thy help to worship thee, to praise thy holy name and adore thee, the King of kings and the Lord of lords, the sovereign ruler of the skies, ever gracious, ever wise, all our times are in thy hand. All events at thy command. May we prove tonight that our time of worship is in thy hand, that thy hand is outstretched to bless. We ask thy blessing upon thy word we've read. And pray that we may know thee as our Creator and as our Saviour. That we may hear that voice of the Lord that we've read of. And that we might know the Master's voice. Pardon, Lord, and forgive our many sins. The sins of a lifetime, the sins of today. Lord, we are nothing else but sin. All holy and unclean. Yet on thy mercy we rely, give us Christ, or else we die. Grant this night that the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ may arise in his risen power and glory as the Son of Righteousness and shine in our hearts. May we know that peace that we've sung of, that peace with heaven made by the precious blood of the Lamb of God upon that cross at Calvary. Lo, in penitence we'd bow at the Saviour's wounded side, Father, grant us pardon now at the cross where Jesus died. May, Lord, many this evening leave thy courts under a sense of that pardoning love, of thy forgiving mercy. We ask thy blessing to rest upon this people. Lord, watch over and be with them. We pray, Lord, that thou wouldst remember the deacons in the office thou hast called them to. Bless and help our brother in the desk this evening and guide him in the hymns that are sung. Bless each church member, and may this church be united. May they be exercised, may they be living, may they be humble, may they be watchful, may they be fruitful. Lord, may they have thy presence when they meet as a church to consider thy business. May they have thy presence, Lord, when they meet around thy table, month by month. Grant thy presence this evening hour as we venture to thy table as poor sinners, at thy invitation and command. But Lord, may they know much of thy blessing and of thy help. And Lord, do add unto their number those whom thou hast eternally saved. Open again the pool of baptism, and constrain many to follow thee in thy ways. Bless each member of the congregation. Grant that each, Lord, in thy appointed time, may be born into thy little flock. Grant them thy help as they venture into the days of another week. Help those who have to go to work, to face the world in its hostility, to face the burdens of life, in business, in family. Lord, do guide them and help them through this week. Whatever it holds, unknown is yet to us, but known to thee. Lord, may each one here prove that thou dost go before them each day of this week, and that the eternal God is our refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. Bless those who are unwell. Grant unto them a healing touch. Bless those who are elderly and infirm, drawing near the end of life's journey. At evening time, Lord, may it be light, and may they be made ready and prepared for that moment when time shall be no more, and a sheep safely folded, may they be landed safe on Canaan's shore, as sinners saved by sovereign grace. Bless those, Lord, who are at the other end of life's journey, the young, the children. Do keep them, do guide them. May they be, Lord, the recipients of thy love. Open doors for them. Bless them in providence, guide them in life, and give unto them the fear of the Lord. And do bless thy church at large. Lord, build up the walls of Jerusalem that have been broken down. And grant, Lord, in thy mercy, there may be a turning again of our captivity. May there be, Lord, a revival in this land, and a revival in the churches. And Lord, may there be much prayer, wrestling prayer, that thou wouldst bring in thy dead elect. And then, Lord, may we see thy churches built up. May there be an increase instead of a declension. May there be an opening of causes instead of a closing of causes. May there be the building up of the churches instead of them declining one by one. Send forth into thy harvest more faithful ministers of truth. And Lord, do work with thy servants this night as they stand upon thy walls. Lord, stand with them and grant them to know thy blessing. Pour in and pour out. Grant the power, the authority, the Holy Ghost from heaven. Fill earthen vessels. And fulfill thine own promise, there shall be showers of blessing. Pour out those showers, we pray, this night. And may, Lord, the living in Jerusalem have a good day. May we leave thy courts at the end of this day in thankfulness. And be able to say that the Lord was there. We ask and plead for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.
Hymn 756, Exceeding Precious is My Lord, His Love Divinely Free, and His Dear Name Does Health Afford to Sickly Souls Like Me. 756.
seeking the Lord's help. We turn this evening to the 29th Psalm and the 4th verse. Psalm 29, verse 4. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. David in this psalm gets a glimpse of the greatness, the holiness, and the majesty of God in heaven. By faith he sees, and by faith he hears. Our Lord and our God. And he ponders in this psalm on the voice of the Lord. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth. The Lord is upon many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. And if you, by faith, ever hear that voice, you too will know its power and its majesty. You'll know then what the hymn writer said, all hail the power of Jesus' name. Let angels prostrate fall, bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all. The voice of the Lord. We read of that voice at the beginning of time. And how that voice of power, that voice of majesty, that voice of authority, that voice of Almighty God spoke into existence this world. How he created the light and the darkness, the sea and the earth, the heaven and the land, the stars, the beasts, the herbs, and mankind. All spoken into existence by this mighty voice. This powerful voice, this majestic voice, no one else can speak like he can speak. No one else at the voice of the Lord, no one else with their own voice can bring anything into existence. But the Lord God Almighty is so powerful, he has but to speak, and it is done. The voice of the Lord is powerful. It is that voice that we see day by day in creation. At the command of this voice, the rain falls upon the earth and waters it. And at the command of that voice, the rain stays. And the voice of the Lord, the sun shines. And so the crops grow. As under the care of God, they are given the sun that they need and the moisture they need to ripen and to bear forth fruit. And the voice of the Lord, the sun goes down every day and the moon and the stars appear. And then at his command, the sun comes up again. You've but to look at creation to see and observe the powerful voice of the Lord. And one day, that same voice which spoke the world into existence will bring time to an end forever. At that same voice, the heaven shall depart on fire. The elements which he created will melt in fervent heat. At that voice, in that hour, the moon and stars shall lose their light. The sun shall sink in endless night. Both heaven and earth shall pass away, the works of nature all decay. Can you go on to the second verse? Are you ready for it? But they that in the Lord confide and shelter in his wounded side shall see the danger overpast, stand every storm and live at last. The voice of the Lord is powerful. What Christ has said must be fulfilled. On this firm rock believers build, his word shall stand, his truth prevail, and not one jot or tittle fail. That voice will stand when all that he created he will destroy. Child of God, that promise he gave you will also stand in that day. He won't destroy that. He'll continue to fulfill it forever. That promise of everlasting life, everlasting love, everlasting happiness. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. Full of majesty, full of dignity, full of honor, full of authority. And if you go back to the original Hebrew, one of the meanings of this word majesty is beauty or precious. And to those who hear this voice by faith, how precious that voice is. Full of majesty, full of beauty, full of preciousness, full of holiness. The voice of the Lord is powerful. And of course, the Lord, like you and like me, uses his voice to convey and to reveal his thoughts. He does speak. He speaks, as we've already been observing in creation. He speaks in his word, as we're going to consider with the Lord's help this evening. Sometimes he will also speak in the events of life. A shut door which you hoped he would open. A disappointment you did not expect. A death of a loved one. An illness in the family, a trouble in the business. The voice of the Lord is speaking. And why is he speaking? Sometimes it will be in rebuke, not always, but we should desire we have ears to hear what his voice is saying. Sometimes it will be a rebuke, because we've set our affections too much on the things of time and forgotten the one thing needful. Or we've indulged in a particular sin that God has found offensive. And having told us time and again that he finds it offensive, we still carry on in it. He'll use other means, stronger means, to bring us to realize our sin and to make us willing to be rid of it. But sometimes he may send a trial or a disappointment or a trouble to test your faith, to test your patience. To test your love. To test your trust. And bring you to see your need of his grace. Bring you to rely upon him, to enable you to bear that trial day by day. And of course, whenever the Lord, as is his sovereign right, takes someone from a family or a friend, the Lord is always speaking. He is reminding us we're not here forever. He's reminding us that one day it will be us that will be taken. And if you were called this evening hour to stand before the judgment seat of Christ, where would you stand? How would you stand? Would you welcome that call? Would you be ready for that call? Would you be ready to go into the marriage supper of the Lamb? Or would you prove that your lamp had gone out? May we heed the voice of the Lord. Be ye also ready. For in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh, he will come. Whether you and I are ready or not, whether you and I welcome it or not, his appointed time, he will come and summon us to appear before him. For the believer, that will be a blessed time. That home call, that final deliverance from all his enemies, that beginning of eternal happiness for the unbeliever, will be the beginning of eternal terror, eternal misery, and eternal despair. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. When the Lord gives a babe at the other end of life, that is a voice. How kind the Lord is to give the gift of a child. And that is something that should be highly valued. In our day and generation, it often isn't, is it? But it is a gift from God. And if God gives you that gift, remember this, you are accountable as to how you bring that gift up. God will require of you whether you train up that child in the ways of the Lord. We cannot give grace to our children. But friends, we should still seek to set a right example to them and guide them in the right ways. We cannot give them grace, but we can pray for them, and we should. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. And what about that unanswered prayer? That thing you've asked the Lord so many times over so many years now, and yet there is nothing. You've given up almost in despair. Go again 7 times. Humbly before your God. Tell him and spread before him that trial, that disappointment, that grief, that cross. Tell him how it is aggravated. Tell him how it has shown you what a sinner you are. Tell him how it gets heavier to bear day by day. And ask him to give you the grace this evening that you do not feel you have, to go on patiently waiting for him to appear. And he will appear in his time. Elijah had to hear there was nothing those 6 times. Six discouraging times. But on that 7th time, that perfect time, there was that appearance of that little cloud. That sound of abundance of rain, and before long, The whole sky was filled with clouds, and there was a great rain. So, this evening hour, your cloud, your sky is clear, isn't it? No prospect of that cloud that you've been waiting for. Pray on till that seventh time. The vision is yet for an appointed time. Though it tarry, wait for it. It will surely come. That is the voice of the Lord in power. And he will in mercy and his own time and way. At that appointed time, come and answer your request. But until he does, sit still. Until he does, be patient. Until he does, seek that grace to walk humbly with thy God. The voice of the Lord is powerful. His own enemies, when they were sent to arrest him upon earth, said, "Never man spake like this man." Well, if you are, by the grace of God, brought to hear this voice savingly, you will own that never man spake like this man. That voice of love. All the Lord's speakings are in love. All the Lord's dealings are in love. And that love is a powerful love. That love is an almighty love. There is no power on earth, and there is no power in hell more powerful than the loving voice of the Lord. And because he loves, child of God, you with an everlasting love, that means he loved you in eternity past. There never was a time when his heart wasn't overflowing with love for you. And in eternity to come, there will never be a time when that love ends. Therefore, friend, in time, in spite of your sins, in spite of your failings, in spite of your shortcomings, that love remains constant, powerful, consistent, overflowing. And so when he gives you a rebuke, and when perhaps sometimes he sharply rebukes you, it's still done in love. In love I correct thee, thy soul to refine, to make thee at length in my likeness to shine. The voice of the Lord is powerful in conviction. When he shows you a little, and we can only know a little, of just what we are in his sight, sinners, needing mercy. Sinners who are helpless. Sinners who are hopeless. Sinners who are lost. Sinners who are ruined. Sinners who are in disgrace. That voice will take one that loves sin, that doesn't know what sin is, that is blinded by Satan, that does not care. And that voice will turn that one into a coming, praying sinner before God. It's the voice of the Lord that has done it. The voice of the Spirit of God moving in the heart. The voice of the Lord is powerful. And what will be the result of that voice? Well, you'll see sin in a different light, won't you? And you'll see your sin in a different light. Where once you loved it, now you'll hate it. Where once it was your chief desire to live in sin, now you'll want to be rid of it. Where once you ran in the way of sin, now you'll desire to run in the way of holiness. Where once you were never found in prayer, now hardly an hour goes by when you aren't before God's throne of mercy, asking for that mercy to be given to you, asking for his forgiveness, asking for that precious blood to speak on your behalf. The voice of the Lord is powerful. That voice changes the heart. It changes the life. That voice gives that true repentance. And one of the elements of repentance is a change of heart, a change of life. We cannot really, friends, be said to be truly repentant if we confess our sin and then go on in it. It's not to truly repent to just regret the punishment of sin. True repentance, friends, is a hatred for sin because it offends Almighty God. True repentance is a hatred for sin because what it did to the Lord Jesus Christ upon that cross at Calvary. True repentance will make you desire to be rid of that sin. And it will give you a love after the holiness of God. We read it, didn't we? The beauty of holiness. You'll begin to see something of it. By nature, we see no beauty in holiness. Because we're blinded, but if God opens your eyes, you'll see such a beauty, such a preciousness, such a value in the holiness of God. The voice of the Lord is powerful. And that voice, the voice of the Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ, pleads on behalf of coming sinners. When you come to God in prayer, because we are sinners, it is therefore inevitable that in all our prayers there will be sin mixed in what we ask for. And remembering, friends, that nothing that defileth can enter heaven. As our prayers ascend upwards to the gate of heaven, the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ takes those prayers. And in a perfect way, presents them before the face of his Father. And asks his Father for his sake to send down an answer of peace. And the Father smiles upon his Son and sends down that answer. It's not for your prayers that you'll receive that answer, that mercy you crave, that forgiveness you long for, that encouragement in the way, that promise, it's for his sake. Before the throne of God above, I have a strong and perfect plea. The great high priest, whose name is love, whoever lives and pleads for me. My name is written on his heart. My name is graven on his hands. I know that while in heaven he stands, no tongue can bid me thence depart. You know, friends, the hymn writer goes on. Some of you this evening will be able by faith to go on with him. Some of you will say it's too high language. But friend, covet the experience and ask God to give you the right to say it. When Satan tempts me to despair and tells me of the filth within, upward I look and see him there who made an end of all my sin. Because the sinless Saviour died, my sinful soul is counted free, for God the just is satisfied to look on him and pardon me. The voice of the Lord is powerful, and the precious life and the precious death of Jesus Christ speaks in heaven. On behalf of coming sinners, that life speaks. And the righteous, holy God is perfectly satisfied with that life. And then that precious sin-atoning blood speaks. What voice is that which speaks for me? In heaven's high court for good and from the curse has set me free, 'tis Jesus' precious blood. Voice of the Lord is powerful. And it is very precious, is it not, when that voice of that precious blood speaks into your heart, speaks peace, speaks quietness, it calms a troubled heart, it silences your fears, it bids Satan be gone. And you alone with your God know the peace, the quietness, and the nearness as you rest in his love. The voice of the Lord is powerful. And if that precious blood has spoken once for you, it speaks eternally for you. It only speaks on behalf of those that it was shed for. And it was shed for many, not any and not few, that none may presume and that none may despair. But if ever you've had an encouragement, if ever you've had a precious promise from this holy book to call your own, if ever you've had an answer of peace in your soul, it's because the precious blood of the Lamb of God has spoken for you and will continue to speak for you. Pardon, a full pardon. Your God has had mercy upon you. Your God has forgiven you all your sins. I have blotted out, as a thick cloud, thy transgressions, and as a cloud thy sins. Return unto me, for I have redeemed thee. I have cast all thy sins into the depths of the sea, and they'll never be resurrected again. Gone forever, buried in the deep. Because of the love and the mercy and the kindness of your covenant God. The voice of the Lord is powerful. His every word of grace is sure as that which built the skies. The voice that rolls the stars along speaks all the promises. And what promise has he spoken to you? Yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. And he's continuing to show you that. Why? Because he's continuing to draw you to the throne of grace. Day by day, week by week, he's bringing you into those circumstances which make you need mercy, which make you cry for mercy, and which, under his grace, you obtain that mercy. The loving kindness of the Lord fulfilling his promise. That's why you've known so much trial. It's why you've known so much adversity. It's why you've known so much darkness. It's the Lord's means to draw you to himself, to wean you off this earth, and to make you hunger and thirst after eternal things. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. Thy shoes shall be iron and brass, and as thy days, so shall thy strength be. Now you're going to have to walk in that this week. Child of God, he's given you this promise this evening because you're going to need it. He doesn't give us promises, friends, to just put them up and admire them. No, of course we do, but friends, he gives you a promise because you're going to need it, because you're going to have to plead for it, because you're going to have to take it back to God in prayer. He has promised you shoes of iron and brass because you're going to need them in this desert journey and in this waste howling wilderness. And then he's going to give you daily strength, daily grace, daily help, daily patience. My grace is sufficient for thee. You're going to prove it. Day by day. As thy day, so shall thy strength be. You will not have a reserve to carry over to tomorrow. Just sufficient for the day. And why is that going to be? To keep you dependent. To keep you on your knees in loving kindness. To draw you back to the throne of grace for more. He loves to hear your voice asking for more. And therefore he will bring you to that continual dependence upon him for more. But that promise won't wear out. There will not be a day when you don't prove his strength given to you. Right down to the end of the journey, you will prove, as thy days, so shall thy strength be. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is powerful in his commandments. It is that voice of power and love that says, come out from among them. And be ye separate and touch not the unclean thing. And he doesn't say go from the pleasures of the world. Go from those things that your natural man desires and loves. He says come. It's a secret. Come into my presence. His commandments always have a coming. And why is that? Because, friend, you could never keep one of the Lord's commandments on your own. You need his help and his strength so to do. If he's given you that command, then rejoice, because it proves you're among the family of God. Why? How does that commandment end? And I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. I will receive you. I won't cast you away, though you are a poor sinner. I will deal with you as with sons and my daughters. That commandment to be kind, to be forbearing, to be forgiving. And that needs grace, doesn't it? To be kind, to be forbearing, to be forgiving when someone has treated you unkindly and hurtfully. But the commandment of the Lord is not to treat them as they treat you. The commandment of the Lord is to pray for your enemies. Do good to them that despitefully use you. Bless, curse not. It's a command we should all walk in. But you need the power of the Lord, who gives the command, to give you the grace to walk in it. Ask him for it. To give you that grace to forgive others as Christ forgave you. The voice of the Lord commands us to be truthful and honest. It brings reproach and dishonor upon the Lord if one of his children are not honest. We are to be truthful. The command of the Lord is to keep the Sabbath day holy. Set it apart for the worship of the Lord's name, for the consideration of the beauty of his holiness, the glory and majesty and honor that is due unto him. The commandment of the Lord is to love the Lord our God with all our mind and all our strength. And have you kept that command this day? How have you kept that command this week? If we're honest, friends, we have to come guilty before God and say we are poor, wretched sinners that need his mercy, his kindness, and his compassion. But, beloved friend, may we seek that the Lord will give us that grace to love him more, to follow closer to him, to put him first, whatever the cost, and it will cost you something. Real religion will cost you something. The voice of the Lord is powerful. And then that voice of that Master says to those who have experienced his love, says to those who have been brought by his grace to hear his voice and to follow him and to recognize his voice, this do in remembrance of me, We come this evening to the ordinance of the Lord's Supper. Let the command of God, this do in remembrance of me. And what are we remembering? We're remembering the love, the kindness, the amazing mercy of our God to poor sinners such as we. You know, friend, the ordinances of the Lord's house, believers' baptism and the Lord's Supper, the ordinances for sinners. Not for angels, but for sinners. And they are ordained by a loving, holy God that we should remember and not forget the dying love of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. May you hear that word in power this evening. And may you be enabled, those of you who have a hope in his mercy. If we have no hope in his mercy, if we are strangers to him, we have no right to walk in that way. We are not welcome to that table. But those who have been taught their need of mercy, those who have been brought by faith to that mercy seat, those who can say he is precious are welcome. And may you, by his grace, be enabled to be obedient to your master's voice. He has a right to command. May you be found willing and obedient. And as you follow in that way, you will prove his presence near. You will prove his come, his smile, his blessing, and his help. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. And with what happiness, friend, will you hear that voice when it calls you home to heaven? My beloved spake and said unto me, rise up, my love, my fair one, and come away. Come away from this sin. Come away from this disgrace. Come away from this battle you've been long enough. Now I've come to take you home. That power will convey that soul safe home to glory. And then with what preciousness will that soul hear that voice, not by faith, but their literal ear. Believer, you found his voice precious here below. You found his face precious by faith. How much more precious will you find that voice and that face to be when by sight in his immediate presence you see that smile and hear that welcome, come. That eternal come. Come, ye blessed of my Father. Inherit the kingdom prepared for you from before the foundation of the world. No more departures. No more clouds. No more sin. No more trial or trouble, cross or disappointment. But all will be glory in Emmanuel's land. May God bring us there. Amen.
collections last Lord's Day amount to £640, for which we are very thankful. And God willing, Mr. Wheatley is expected to preach on Tuesday evening and Mr. Robert Field next Lord's Day. And there will be a church meeting on Monday, the 11th of August. Let us close with hymn 1156. What sacred fountain yonder springs up from the throne of God, and all new covenant blessings brings, 'tis Jesus' precious blood. 1156.
Thank you.
do forgive. O Lord, in thy mercy, all that thou hast seen wrong, in our worship thus far of thy great and holy name this day, bless any friend who now goes on their way. Be with them, watch over them, fulfill thy word, and may they know the preciousness of thy blood. Remember those of us, Lord, who now at thy command seek to remember thy dying love, and any who will observe. Take us under thy kind care and keeping. May the grace of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, and the love of God the Father, the fellowship and communion of God the Holy Ghost, abide with us each now and forevermore. Amen.